Just leave it to me. Don't ever be ashamed. I'll take care of you. Any place and anywhere. Let me know and I will plan. I'll take care of you. Any place and anywhere. Shake our hand, shake our hand. Thank you. my love, I'll do most anything.
Thank you. Good men nowadays.
Is that right?
Man, ain't no good. Miss, ain't no use your bad leg, my man. You got a little good man yourself.
Don't be so hard.
All right, baby. All these men want money, money, money. And your money give out, he done went out. Yep. The every time I told that man, my daughter, I'll give him some money, some money. I told him I had no money. I told him he had to go, so he left. I didn't believe what I was saying, but he took me as my word, but I was only kidding at that time. But they tell me what to say, but well, wherever he was, I'm going to find him. Huh? I'm going to find him.
What you going to do to him, Mama?
Don't worry about it. I'm going to tell you in a minute. Honey, when I get through that man, he tell me he went to St. Louis. He went to Alabama, Chicago, Mississippi, Georgia. Wherever he went, I'm going to find that man. And I'm going to beat him. I'm going to kick him. I'm going to throw him in the river. I'm going to shoot him. I'm gonna boo him. I'm gonna shoot him. I hate to see. Yeah, man. True story of my past life. I can't tell you all of it, but I'm so pushed for time. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm at. I'm just somewhere. I don't know. Be so confused. You just don't know what you don't want to do or what you're trying to do. I had a broken family. My father left my mother when I was a little bit of a girl. Thank you, Jesus. Remember me and my two brothers. My mother had one piece of bacon. She divided it in three parts. And a little whole cake of bread. She divided that in three parts. She gave each one of us a piece while we would eat. And she drank a cup of coffee. I can remember it when I didn't have a place to lay my head. I can remember the day I didn't have shoes on my feet. Had no water for 3 or 4 days to drink. I ran away from home when I was 13 years old. Didn't go back home till I was 28. I was 18 years old before I had a new pair of shoes on my feet. Thank you, Jesus. Slept in boxcars. Slept on the hay. Slept in empty houses. Go to the creek and drink muddy water. But all of that, God brought me thus far. You don't know what it is to not have a mother. You don't know what it is to be a long way from home and nowhere to go and to know nobody. But if you want to be somebody, you can make yourself. You can make something out of yourself if you want to. Directly to the young people. You don't have to use dope, drink liquor, all that kind of stuff. I didn't get a chance to go to school like these young people today. All the kids I got was fifth grade in public school. I was raised in the coal mine country. Thank you, Jesus. All of my family died in the black zone, in a coal mine. But I can remember. I went to visit her, and she said, "Mayor, I'm so glad you came to see me. My children are so cruel to me. They won't give me no food, no water or anything. I'm afraid to ask them for anything. Lord, I wish you could see the little break that they fed her out of. Children, don't be cruel to your mother. Love her. Cherish her. Because when you lose your mother, you lost everything. You have lost a girl because your mother seen you have shoes on your feet, clothes on your back, and food to eat, and you have tucked the cover on you in the nighttime when it's cool. Honey, love your mother, and always be nice to anybody. Speak to people. Be humble to old people when you will live a long time. I want to thank God for these 81 years, and I came up the hard way. This is like the beginning. To tell you how hard I came up. Well, this is a true story that I'm telling you right now. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. Of my heart be separated in my sight. Oh Lord, my Father, my Redeemer. Father, bless this band. Bless everybody around me. Bless the entire cast, Father. Thank you for my sister, Father. Please restore her health back to her. Bless all the sick and children, each and everywhere, Father. Hear my prayer. Bless the people everywhere. Especially blessing in the White House tonight, Father. We realize and notice you ain't nothing but a great big one of love. You said love one.
I like all type of music. I like all type of music. And I like to see the young people enjoy themselves. I like to see everybody enjoying themselves what they like. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's great.
About no church until 1962. See what I'm saying? And so I wouldn't tell nobody that I started from stuff. I sang in a choir and I did this, and I did not do that because I'd be lying on God. I didn't do that. And God always showed me a way to go to the clubs. The Bible said go to the hedges and the highways. And this is the hedges and the highways. The people out there can't see what's going on in here. And majority of church people that stay inside the wall, they don't try to go out there and reach and get nobody. And this is where you reach the people in the clubs and different places. That's where the Lord showed me to go. And that's what I want to do. Well, how you reach people? I tell them the right way to go and tell them about the Lord and tell them the life that you live and tell them how you came up and tell them what you're going through with them. And that's it. But really, church songs ain't nothing but blues because it came back way back. Way back, see. But they got a different theory of it, see. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't see much difference because it's just a living. So I mean, if I sing blues, it's just a living, see. But the average people now, they don't take it that way. A lot of people think because they join church, they got to sit right down and this moan and groan going on. kind of drunk, and it ain't, God wants to say rejoice. He said rejoice, because he likes singing. God loves music. He said rejoice with the music, see. But the people take their man's law, man made the law himself. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other, you do this, you're wrong, blah, 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 blah. That's one of them kind of things. But I can see no difference in it. I tell you, all the churches are, to my seeing, my understanding, what I'm looking for myself, I'm speaking this for myself. The songs they're doing today ain't nothing but blues. Because they drumming and they doing this, and they got the beat, they got the regular blues beat. The blues got the Christian beat, the Christian got the blues beat, so I don't see no difference. For me, I don't see no difference, but the other people do. Problems, and I'm still having them, but I look at it this way. I had to leave my church, go to another church, but that's all right. Anyway, but I've had a lot of problems, and I'm still having them. But I look at it this way. If God had intended for me to do it, it wouldn't have been done, because I've been out so many 50 years. I mean, altogether, since it's been done, about 13 or some years, anyway. And God opened up somebody's heart to start this thing going. And it was not my fault, and I've never known who did it, and I thank him for doing it. But I'm still having problems, but they're not feeding me. They're not paying that nigga rent for me. God is feeding me, and God's got me walking down the street. So that I've had plenty, and I'm still having them, as far as that's concerned, but I don't worry about it.
Now, you know what? I just can't hear him. These people run around here telling other people's business. Folks, I'll tell you, I'll let other folks' business alone. You know what? This little red frown in your mouth gets throat cut, gets killed. Mm-hmm. Sally called Jane and tell Jane about John Henry. John Henry go tell about Pete. Pete go tell about Solomon, all that kind of carrying on, that's awful bad. So the best thing we do to our own business, whatever we do, it ain't nobody's business what nobody does. Is that right?
All right.
Ain't nobody's business what you do.
Uh-oh.
Ain't nobody's business what you do. Right?
Right.
If I should take a notion and jump into the ocean, ain't nobody's business what I do. Oh, if I should take a notion, jump into the ocean, ain't nobody's business.
down to Mary. Because at that time I had them, but I don't have them now.
You had diamonds in your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to
them? Well, it's an incident happened. I just had to get rid of them.
What happened to all the money you made in your career?
Didn't have nobody to tell me nothing, teach me nothing. I just threw it away. Just spent it. I didn't have nobody to teach. See, I raised, with being the Lord, I raised myself up. I'm a girl of 13 years of age. And I had nobody to show me or teach me or tell me nothing. And it come day, go day, and God send Sunday. And I just spent it. I had four stepmothers, and every one of them was the devil. And I ran off from home when I was 13 years old. And I didn't go back no more till I was 28. And I hoboed. I rode freight trains. I slept in boxcars. I slept in empty houses. I slept up under houses. And I drank muddy water. I didn't have no clothes. I didn't have no nothing. And our first show I went on, I saw it. And I went to washing dishes for a dime a day. And they thought I was a boy. They called me Rastus where I was dressed because I had on boy clothes. And I did that for a long, 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 long time. And I think I had about 16, and I went just to Caesar's show, Mighty Midway shows, and a lady discovered me by the way I washed my hands. A woman and a man don't wash their hands alike. And she discovered me that I was a girl, and I was so afraid it's going to let my people know where I was. I didn't know what to do. And I stayed with this lady 9 years, and she said, when I turn you loose, you'll be able to go anywhere. And she did. I worked 5 years, didn't even get $1 a week. To learn what I did learn, and I thank her today in her grave because she's a sponsor of cause of me being part of where I am today.
Tell us what the most important thing in show business
is. The important thing is to listen, let somebody tell you something, and don't get the big head and try to know everything. And whatever you do, be going to be somebody, be a good one. And don't be afraid, and don't be excited. And don't let the people say, and run from here to there, run from here to there, and be a standstill, and you can make it. But if a person don't listen, they'll never make it. They'll go hard with you. They'll go hard with you, because I know I have rehearsal all day and all night long without a piece of bread in my mouth or anything just to learn one song. And I rehearsed one song a whole year. When I came up in the business, you had to rehearse one song a whole year. I rehearsed one step a whole year. We didn't have no scripts. I had no scripts. It was just born in me. It's just a born thing. They talk about the scripts. I never knew nothing about no scripts. Because I see you do something, I'm going to do it. It's just natural born to get through.
So you feel you're a natural born entertainer?
Born, natural born entertainer. Because I see you do something, I'm going to do it too. I just try. If I get hurt, I try it.
Rings and decorations on your hands?
Well, I just like it. And see, when you're on the road, you don't go like you go in a kitchen or on a farm somewhere. You won't be supposed to go decent. Anyway, decent. And I was trained that way.
You trained how? Where?
I was trained in show business. I was trained to dress and go neat everywhere I went. I had to. If you didn't, you didn't have no job.
Why do most old people that we consider old, why don't they go out and do things like you do?
I don't. They're afraid to trust themselves. They're afraid to trust themselves. And they're afraid somebody say something about. People gonna say something about you if you're young, old, pretty, pink, old, old, gray in the color. They're gonna say something about you anyway. You can't please everybody. I don't care what you do. You can't please everybody. They talked about Jesus. They dealt him every because he's never done nothing to nobody. So quite necessarily they're going to do it. And they're afraid to trust themselves. That's why.
What's your definition of being old?
What do you mean?
What is old? You think you're old?
I know I am. In a certain way. But I don't feel as old as I am. I don't feel that way because it's the way I take care of myself. See? I take care of myself. And that's one reason. But I don't feel as old as I am. To me, I don't feel that way. I don't know how I look, but to me, I don't feel like I'm 81 years old. And I never thought I would live to see 81.
See, and what I have gone through with the last 4 years, I don't feel bad over it. I thank God for it.